Welcome to the podcast of YourUniqueBrain.com, creatively connecting the bodies, minds, and hearts of those living with a traumatic brain injury. Today I'm here with Julie Houle. I have met her in the Traumatic Brain Injury Support Group in Nevada City, where we have attended several group sessions, and I asked her if she would be so kind to let me interview her. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Oh yeah. Do you want to say just a few words about yourself, when you had your first head injury?
I had my first one when I was 16 months old from a fall out of a stroller and got a fracture. I had a concussion in grade school, and I had another fracture when I was 9. And I've had three other concussions since, all spread out over my life.
Yeah. So you have quite a long history and experience living with a traumatic brain injury. That's why I wanted to ask you, what do you wish you would have known back then that you know now about traumatic brain injuries?
That it causes some impairments and abilities, because myself and my parents were in denial that it had any detrimental effect. I also had to have brain surgery because the second fracture caused a cerebrospinal fluid leak, which gave me 2 cases of meningitis. And then the brain surgery, which I would say counts as a traumatic brain injury. So I was in denial. I did okay in high school, but once I got into college, I started to have trouble holding everything together, and a part-time job and my classes, and my grades started to fall. And I just blamed myself and thought, I'm not trying hard enough, and didn't realize that this was the cumulative effect of all these brain injuries. So I wish I had known that I actually did have some impairment and that I actually did need some extra help.
Mm-hmm. And you would have been less hard on yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you like others to know about your challenges that you're living with?
I would say that I kind of tend to get overloaded. So if I have too many things thrown at me at once, it's like I need more time to process it. And so when it comes to jobs, even in college, trying to hold together all my studies. So that people would just go easy on me with pressure. And just to understand that I was not completely normal in my ability to deal with a lot of stuff at the same time. It really affected every job I had. I started 3 different college programs and just couldn't finish them. I have a whole lot of units and no degree. So I wish I could have gotten the extra help, especially in college, to succeed. So, you know, I ended up being a college dropout and just blaming myself and thinking, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm not good enough, I'm not trying hard enough. And it really affected my self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to tell others that are living with a traumatic brain injury?
I think everybody should seek whatever support and help they can find in their community. Whether it's a support group, therapists that specialize in traumatic brain injury, whatever resources they can find, and also read up on the latest information. Look, you know, Google it on the internet, find books, and just educate yourself so that you are, you know, armed with all the latest information that can help you succeed.
Okay, and my last question, what do you do when you totally forget about having an injury or any limitations? What do you usually do when that happens, when you just feel free?
I feel unencumbered, and, you know, and it's easier to succeed when I don't dwell on my shortcomings, and I instead dwell on what I'm good at. And so there have been times in my life, you know, when I did succeed. I rode at the FEI level in endurance riding and was long listed for the U.S. equestrian team for a while. And I did really well at that. It was not a professional sport, so it's not like something I could make a lot of money at, but it was very good for my self-esteem. It was something that I excelled at, and so it made me feel empowered.
Is there something good that came out of your experience?
I think I gained a lot of wisdom, just in general about what people struggle with, and just not assuming that everything and everybody is normal all the time, that everybody has a struggle.
Just because, you know, you look normal, you might still right. have an invisible disability.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Judy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.